As tomorrow is the 25th night, as I explained to you the other day, that Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi says Allah Ta'ala's ihsan upon us that He made it easy. That Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam informed us that search for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10. Of course, that does not mean that the other nights, which are the even nights, Laylatul Qadr cannot occur there. But generally, that is seems to be the experience and consensus of people that have experienced Laylatul Qadr, that it is in one of the odd nights. So he used to say that people like us who are a little weak and a little lazy, and we can't seem to stay awake all the nights of the last 10, and exert ourselves as Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself did. Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Wasallam himself, he exerted himself and he kept his wives awake also. The greatest of all Nabis, who had the greatest of contact with Allah Ta'ala, the most amount of marifat, and the greatest amount of qurb. But Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Wasallam is exerting himself in what? In that same ibadat, which people these days say it is insignificant. What can you achieve through ibadat? But what was he doing in the last 10 nights in the masjid? So Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Wasallam, he made it easy for us. If he had ordered that everybody must stay awake every night of the last 10, then people who are going to work in the morning, those who are in other activities which are also essential and necessary, then they would have had a great problem. So being Rahmatul Lil Alameen, and also the deen of Islam being a deen of fitrah, according to nature, that we are not obliged to do any kind of ibadat which is beyond our capacity and means. If you look at the farz, wajib, sunnat, every person can undertake that easily. But when it comes to all these optional ibadat, staying awake the whole night in the last 10 nights, or keeping nafil fast in abundance, or so many other things, so that has been left to the individual. That it will be a sign of his love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he is going the extra mile. So tonight, have a bit of rest again after tonight's short program, and then prepare yourself for tomorrow, another night of ibadat, zikr, tilawat. One of the other zikrs which the person who dreamt that these programs were being broadcast over the speakers in Masjid-e-Nabawi alayhi salatu wassalam. I always tell people, the Ashab-e-Kahf, they had a dog. That dog, in the company of the Ashab-e-Kahf, it was a dog, but it's those days it was, the shariats were different, but it was with them. Although it was a dog, but in the company of these pious young people, that dog also is declared to be the only dog that will become a jannati. Of course, Allah Ta'ala is not going to transfer the dog in the same state with its napaki and najasat into jannat. It's just like us, that we have got so much of filth in our bodies. So many times people misunderstand things and then they have ethras, objections, that the dog now, how can be jannat? So I tell them, I said, if the dog is an objection, that because it's a dog, then that's for the purpose of this world. But if Allah Ta'ala has chosen that particular dog because of its company with those pious and righteous people, there's a whole story in Suratul Kahf. So if Allah Ta'ala chose that dog to become Jannati, then He's not going to transfer the dog as is into Jannat. If we say that it has got urine and stool and its saliva is napak, so don't we also have urine, stool? Don't we also have blood which is napak? So when we are going to go into Jannat, are there any toilets there? In Jannat, a person is not going to require any toilet. A very fragrant perspiration will come out, and that's digestion. Eat as much as you want, fragrant, perfumed perspiration. And that will be the digestion. Finish. No requirement of any kind of fruit, salts and renis and all for digestion. So when Allah Ta'ala is going to transfer into Jannat, then there will be a complete transformation. The transfer will be after complete transformation. So I always tell them that if some action of ours became pleasing to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it is his ihsan. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, hum to chahne ke qabil nahi. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum to chahne ke qabil nahi. Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if there is something that became pleasing to you, then that is your ihsan. Oh my beloved Allah, if some action of mine became pleasing to you, then it's your ihsan. Otherwise, I do not have anything that can be really declared to be worthy of presentation before you. If you like us, it is your ihsan. Or now we are not deserving. One person said that, no, we must never say a thing like that, we are not deserving. We must always say we are deserving. So I said, I don't know what ideology is that. But if we look at our actions, then we must pass the fatwa and judgment ourselves. We don't have to ask anybody else. Each one of us must look into our hearts, see the condition of our hearts, and then pass judgment. Whether we are really deserving of all the bounties that Allah Ta'ala is giving to us, or is it His ihsan? It is His kindness, His generosity. So we will get the fatwa that it is His ihsan. So one of it, which was mentioned in that letter, was this one which I am reading now, which I read many times in the Majlis of Zikr.
اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو
In my sight, oh my Allah, only you I see. Everything else outside my heart, inside my heart, tu hi tu ho tu hi tu. Everything that I do is because of my love for you and my love for Rasulullah that I do it. If you say love your parents, I love them. If you say love your children, I love them. If you say don't love any kind of illicit beloved, then I don't love them.
اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 illallahu illallah, 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 illallahu illallah. Ey mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu, sab to ho bahar, dil ke andar tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہوں منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ 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 illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah suje mujhko dono jahan mein tu hi tu bas tu hi tu suje mujhko dono jahan mein tu hi tu bas tu hi tu سوجے مجھ کو کون مقام میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو سود و زیاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ illallahu illallah 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 jaan se bhi jo mujhko hai pyara tu hi tu ha tu hi tu oh allah if there's anything more beloved to me than even my own life it is you oh my allah or it must be you. Jaan se bhi jo mujhko hai pyara tu hi tu ha tu hi tu jiske liye sab kuch hai gawara tu hi tu ha tu hi tu jaan se bhi jo mujhko hai pyara tu hi tu ha tu hi tu جس کے لیے سب کچھ ہے گوارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو दोनों जहां में मेरा सहारा तू ही तू, हां तू ही तू।
ओ माय बिलव्ड अल्लाह, माय ओनली सपोर्ट इन बोथ वर्ल्ड्स, यू अलोन ओ माय अल्लाह।
जान से भी जो मुझको है प्यारा तू ही तू, हां तू ही तू। जिसके लिए सब कुछ है गवारा तू ही तू, हां तू ही तू। दोनों जहां में मेरा सहारा तू ही तू, हां तू ही तू। दोनों जहां में मेरा सहारा तू ही तू, हां तू ही तू। मेरी नाव का क्यों अन्हारा तू ही तू, हां तू ही तू। कुछ न सुझाई दे मुझे हरगिज, लाख हो मंजर पेश निगाह। कुछ न सुझाई दे मुझे हरगिज, लाख हो मंजर पेश निगाह। इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह, 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 इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह।
That much is enough for tonight. Inshallah, some other time we'll read more. Let's read a little bit of Durood Sharif and make dua. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے میرے پیارے اللہ اے میرے رحیم اللہ اے میرے کریم اللہ اے میرے ستار غفار اللہ اے میرے معاف کرنے والے اللہ او مائی بلاور اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ او مائی موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ او مائی کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ لونگ اللہ O my most beautiful Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. O my beloved Allah. We are your most sinful servants on earth. میرے پیارے اللہ ہم بہت ہی گنہگار ہیں, ہم بہت ہی مجرم ہیں, خطا کار ہیں. اے اللہ دن رات تیری نافرمانیاں کرتے. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. میرے اللہ The great نعمت of sight we use for your disobedience. The great bounty of hearing for your disobedience. The great bounty of speech for your disobedience. Our hands and feet for your disobedience. Our heart and mind for your disobedience. Mere Allah, if that he had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. He would have ordered the earth to open and swallow all of us. Ay Allah, he would have sent gale force winds against us. He would have drowned us in the waters. But oh my beloved Allah, how merciful you are. How merciful you are. How tolerant you are. How forgiving you are. How compassionate, kind you are. How generous and loving you are. And in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat, so much to drink, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport to move around, so much of luxuries. Oh my beloved Allah, since you have been so tolerant all along, you gave us an opportunity to return to you. Oh Allah, tonight we are making sincere tawbah from all our sins. We are pledging not to return to those sins again. Oh Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of sins. Your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed his beloved wife, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Laylatul Qadr dua should be, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afu anni. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. It is something that is mahboob to you, something that's beloved to you. Ya Allah, therefore we are presenting our mountains of sins before you, our oceans of sins before you. Ay Allah, wipe away all our sins. Ay mere pyare khuda, hamare gunahon ko mita de. Ay Allah, hamare naam-e amal mein se mita de. Oh Allah, remove them from our book of deeds. Oh my beloved Allah, man has made so many kinds of erasers. Oh Allah, the computers, they also have erasers. Our cell phones have erasers. Oh my beloved Allah, there are so many different things to erase. Ya Allah, Tawbah is so that the sins may become erased from our book of life, from our book of deeds, oh my beloved Allah, so that our sins may become erased totally. Ya Allah, Tu tere afw ka qalam pher de, tere afw ka qalam pher de, teri maghfirat ka qalam pher de. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ہمارے نامہ اعمال میں سے اس کو مٹا دے, تاکہ قیامت کے دن ہمارے سامنے ظاہر نہ ہو. So that when our book of deeds are given on the day of judgment, oh my Allah, the sins may not be in that book. اے میرے پیارے خدا, اے میرے رحیم اللہ, تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa koi hai hi nahi mere Allah. Ya Allah, our support is you alone, oh my Allah. Allah, dono jahan ka sahara bas tu hai. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum tujhse talab kar rahe hai. We are not seeking from some idol that doesn't see us, doesn't hear us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, it is your ihsan, your fazal, your karam that you blessed us with Iman and Islam. Otherwise, we don't know which church we would have been ringing bells. We don't know in which temple we would have been folding our hands before some idol. Mere pyare khuda, we do not know whether we would have been atheist or communist. Mere pyare khuda, it is your ihsan, your fazal upon us that you blessed us with Iman and Islam. میرے پیارے خدا, you are all hearing, all seeing, all knowing, all treasures lie with you. Therefore we are seeking from you, oh my Allah. Human beings become angry and displeased if we have to beg of them. Ya Allah, you become extremely pleased if we beg of you. Ey mere pyare khuda, we are asking you for the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ey Allah, we are sick and ailing, give us cure from our ailments. Mere Allah, hum bimar hai. Mere Allah, hum bimar hai. Ey Allah, hume shifa-e-tam ata farma. Ey Allah, hamari aulaad ko, hamari aulaad ki aulaad ko. Ey Allah, hamare rishtedar ko, hamare maa-baap ko. Whosoever, Allah, is sick and ailing, give them cure. Ey Allah, convert and change the sickness to that of good health. Ey mere pyare khuda, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Mere Allah, himmat nahi hai. Mere Allah, himmat nahi hai. Quwwat nahi hai. Zauf hai mere Allah. Lekin tu qadir mutlaq hai. Allah, all power lies with you. Ya Allah, give us spiritual and physical strength. Allah, give us spiritual and physical strength. Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, provide from sources unknown. Oh Allah, bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, those who are in difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and get them out of their difficulties. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children, O Allah, make the children the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Mere pyare khuda, O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, open the doors of your forgiveness for us. O Allah, open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Mere pyare khuda, Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he begged for us. Ya Allah, kitna manga, kitna manga. Day and night, O Allah, his concern was the ummati, ummati. Ey Allah, when he is informed that those ummatis for whom you cried so much, those ummatis for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummat for whom day and night you prayed, that ummat is heedless, that ummat is negligent, that ummat in the cinemas and discos and theatres, that ummat watching filthy films in your own city, Madina Sharif, that ummat listening to filthy music and watching filthy films in Makkah Mukarrama. Oh my beloved Allah, that ummat has lost its haya and shame and modesty. When he is informed, oh my beloved Allah, that that is the condition of that ummat for whom you stood whole night in prayer, that ummat for whom you were ostracized and boycotted for 3 solid years in Shaab ibn Abi Talib, where the time came for you and your companions to chew leather and leaves of trees for survival. Mere Allah, how much of injury and pain it must be causing to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh Allah, it is a Mubarak night. It is the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, your doors of maghfirat are open. The evil shayateen are chained. Ya Allah, you want to forgive. If it had not been your wish to forgive, you would not have given us this opportunity. Ya Allah, this part of the night, so many are raising their hands towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, don't return our hands empty. Ey mere pyare khuda, don't return our hands empty. Ey Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of the Muslim Ummah. Ya Allah, their condition of humiliation and disgrace and poverty. Ey mere pyare khuda, change it once more to a condition of respect and honor and dignity. Ey mere Allah, ummat muslima par raham farma, karam farma, unke haal par raham farma. Ey Allah, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma, unki pareshaniyon ko khatam farma. Ey Allah, unko izzat ki zindagi ata farma. Ey Allah, hame zillat aur ruswai se bacha. Allah, save us and protect us from humiliation and disgrace and suffering in this world and in the akhirah. Ey Allah, qabar ke azab se hifazat farma. Ey Allah, qabar ke azab se hifazat farma. Ey Allah, akhirat ke azab se hifazat farma. Cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning. Oh my beloved Allah, don't test us. Oh my beloved Allah, don't test us. Mere pyare Allah, hamari aazmaish mat kar, humse hisab aur kitab mat le. Oh my Allah, don't take any kind of hisab kitab from us. Don't do any reckoning, oh my Allah. For if you have to reckon with us, we'll end in Jahannam. Hey, mere pyare Khuda, we cannot even answer the questions of the receiver of revenue in this world. Ya Allah, where can we answer your questions? Mere pyare Khuda, Ya Allah, enters into Jannat without any reckoning. In the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba ikram, the Tabi'in, the Tabi Tabi'in, our Mashayikh. Ay mere Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Oh my beloved Allah, bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And all the corruption and mischief and fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal. Ay Allah, protect each and every one of us. Allah, protect us from the fitnas of the Dajjal. اے میرے پیارے خدا نفس و شیطان کے مکر و فریب سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ protect us from the mischief of نفس and شیطان اللہ keep us under the shade of your رحمت and your mercy اللہ keep us under the shade of your رحمت and your mercy اے میرے پیارے خدا ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے اس دنیا کو چھوڑ کر تیرے پاس آنا ہے ایک دن قبر میں جانا ہے منکر نکیر کو جواب دینا ہے اے اللہ ہماری موت آسان فرما and when the time of our death comes oh Allah take us to Madinah Tayyibah at the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips let our soul come dancing towards you oh my Allah Don't let our hearts be attached to the worldly things at the time of death. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi, so that when the winds of Rahmat blow over Jannatul Baqi, then we too may be forgiven. Hey, mere pyare Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Those who are in search of good marriage partners, Ya Allah, bless them with good marriage partners. Ya Allah, whatever good desires in the heart of anyone that has raised his hands. Oh my beloved Allah, fulfill their good desires. Ya Allah, unki nek muradon ko pura kar de. Zindagi aasan kar de. Khushgawar zindagi naseeb farma. Hayat-e-tayyiba naseeb farma. Izzat wali zindagi naseeb farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Allah, whosoever has passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Forgive each and every one of them. Fill the graves with Noor. Give sabr jameel and ajr azim to their kith and kin. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين